Okay, tonight we'll start Rus, but before we start, there'll be a couple, who knows how many, introductory classes just to get our basics of what we're doing here. So the Gemara, Yudal Mebeis and Bavasra, says like this. Sidron Shal Ksuvin. Fascinating. The order of the book of Ksuvim. What were the order? If you have to know the order, there's a Gemara that says it. For the record, by the way, the order I'm about to tell you doesn't seem to be the order that when you open a scroll, if you have a scroll in the Vim Ksuvim, when you have one of these green books, I don't think they use the same order that the Gemara seems to say. The Gemara says like this. The first one up of the Ksuvim is Megillas Rus. It doesn't say Megillah, by the way. It says Rus. Rus is the first. Then it says Sefer Tehillim. Right away, it's a question. Why the only one I'm about to mention of all of these things that says the word Sefer is Tehillim. It doesn't say Sefer Rus or Megillas Rus. Rus.
Right,
just the word.
Right.
Next word, Sefer Tehillim. Next one, Eiv. Doesn't say the word Sefer or Megillah. Mishlei, Keheles, Shir Hashirim. Yeah. Kinnis, which is Eicha. Daniel, Megillas Esther. That's the other exception. Ezra V'Divrayim. So, not that we have to remember all of this, but the main point is, what's the first one of the Ksuvim? Is Rus. What's the order we're discussing here? I think it's, let me see what Oscar says. I think it's talking chronologically, but I'm not sure. This follows the chronological order. So that's already a big yisoy, because when you start Megillas Rus, it doesn't say when it occurs. It says, Vayhi b'mei Shvayt HaShayftim. It's in the time of the judges. A little vague. So officially in our Klai Yisrael, judges are pre-kings, obviously, post-Yeshua, by Shoiftim time. Again, it doesn't say when. Shoiftim took another couple hundred years, but now it makes sense. So in the Seder of the Ksuvim, historically speaking, that'll be Rus. Sefer Tehillim, as we know, was mainly written by David. Maybe he took from other places also, but mainly by David. So Rus, which is in the Shoiftim, would be before David, which is Tehillim. After that will be Eiv, which the Gemara will discuss in a second. Mishlei, Kehela, Shir Hashirim is all from Shlaima Melech. That's after David, to make sense again. Kinnas, Daniel, Esther, which is again the end of the bubble thing, Ezra, and Divrayim. So here it's just reading article. The following the chronological order, the Torah described in the book of Rus occurring to, oh, it says it, during the rule of the judges, which preceded the rule of the kings. The book of Psalms written by King David, the book of Yov is next, for David preceded Eiv, which we'll see in a second. Okay, that's chronological order. That happens to be, I had this question myself. I think, like, who cares? I mean, if we're saying right now, it makes sense. Which we're adding on an answer. We want to know exactly when it occurred. Okay, so maybe you could say, we now figured out that Rus occurred by Shoiftim. But even though, that, again, the first words, Avihi made Shoiftim, you would have known that. Tehillim you know already also. So really, you don't need a Brisa necessarily to tell us the order. More so, as I said before, if you open up a scroll of Tanakh, it'll be a different order. So I saw from Rav Hadass, he's a Eretz Yisrael, a real impressive person at Eretz Yisrael today. He said the real nafkamina is going to be that you have to use this order of the Gemara, Shavuos by night. Shavuos by night, Klai Yisrael has a minute to do Tikkun. Tikkun is first couple psukim and the last psukim. So he says, which I would find a slight chiddush also, he says the order of this Gemara is telling you don't look at the order we have in the Torah scroll, look at this order. Why look at this order? Nafkamina by Shavuos by night, which would mean, which I might not have thought so much beforehand, I don't know, maybe Rebelli would say, yeah, that you need the order of the Tikkun by Shavuos night. It's such a big deal. I would have thought, like, who cares? I don't know. To me, okay, you read here, you read there, you skip, you're dozing off, you have your coffee, you take a break. But it seems to be from Rav Hadass that it's a very serious thing, that Tikkun. And you have to have it in the right order to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish.
Who compiled the Tikkun?
Not sure. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not sure. Good question. I have to look into that. Who compiled it? I don't even know. Yeah, that's 1500s for sure. So around then, you think that's when it was done, or it was even earlier and they took it from
the whole story that happened over there. They had, there was a whole story.
Right, that story is why they stayed up the second night and stuff.
Right.
But is that also when they did the Tikkun?
That was when they did the Tikkun.
Uh-huh. So
I
maybe.
Don't know if they did, so they compiled it. I don't think it was the way they did it. I don't think it was exactly the way we did it. It was certainly.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. Okay. So now the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara has earlier debate of when Eve actually lived. It's not so clear when Eve lived. So Gemara says, if you hold Eve was in time of Moshe, there's a question if Eve lived and when he lived. One, the Mandama definitely holds he lived by Moshe in his time. So then the whole order is wrong. What did I just tell you? It goes Rus, Tehillim, Eve. Doesn't make sense. Eve will go first. Put Eve first if you hold that way. Here goes, we're going to discuss tonight. The Gemara answers, we don't start with a description a depiction of punishment such as Eve. Eve is a, what we'll call a negative book. We'll discuss how it works in a second. Eve is a negative book. We don't start Ksuvim. That's a section now. You don't start or end off negatively anytime you want. Therefore, since Eve, right now the Gemara is saying it's simple as negative, we can't start with Eve. So really, according to the Gemara, which makes sense, we're going Eve lived in the time of Moshe. Chronologically, it should go first. We don't do it first. So we do Rus. Why we do Tehillim before Rus, then it doesn't really say. So it goes Rus, Tehillim, Eve. Eve got pushed over, but he couldn't start with Eve. In fact, tomorrow the bomb kasha. Rus nami purud nasu. Rus also starts out negatively. The first words of Rus are vabi meshvayra shayftim, which means the judges are not doing good, they weren't good. And then what happens? There's a rav in the first pasuk. There's a misa, there's a mass, everyone's dying off. In the first five sukkim, the main characters all die off. Vabi hebi mei is bad. So the Gemara has it, right? We spoke to about it by Esther time. So if vayehi bimei is bad, and Rashi adds on the words here, Rashi says what? He next what is? What's the bad things of Rus? Rav. It doesn't mean bimei, but Rav means the hunger. Gullus, which I think is an odd thing because Gullus wasn't necessarily decreed upon. Elimelech did on his choice. Rav was Hashem decreeing. Gullus was Elimelech designed to leave. But Rashi puts it in. Umis is Elimelech Abanov. That's bad for sure. Hashem kills him off. So you have Rashi saying it starts out bad as well. So how could the Gemara say Rus starts out not Eve, even though Eve is chronologically earlier? We don't start with Eve because Eve is bad. Rus is bad too. Here goes the answer we have to figure out tonight. That's not the answer Gemara gives, but okay, maybe. Unless that is the Gemara's answer in one interpretation.
And at the end of Rus, the
Gemara's answer is this. Oh. Peranias de Islay Acharis. The book of Ruth in English depicts, I hate that word, depicts punishment with a positive ending. As he just said, because the end of the story is, and the Gemara continues. Dom Rabbi Yechanan, Lo Menik Shema Rus, why was she called Rus? She Yotzim in a David, because David Melech came out of Bashir Shuspachas. So according to this, it's a little surprising. The Gemara is saying that really, not like Israel said, maybe they are as equally as bad, unless that's the answer, it's not as bad. Really, they're both bad. Rus is really bad also. But Rus's ending is good. So Rus's ending is good. First of all, who cares? We're talking about starting now. We're talking about like what? What do we say? We can't start Rus. We can't start Eve because it's bad. Rus is also bad. Rashi said, what is Rus bad about? The hunger and the death. Yeah, but it ends good. Who cares? Yes. Who cares how it ends? It didn't start good. No. The Gemara didn't answer its own question. If we're going, again, if we want to say you could give a cheap answer, you can go cheap answer and say it has to be the entire book. The entire book has to be bad in order not to begin. But that's not how we read the Gemara at the beginning. When the Gemara asks the Kasha, why don't you start with Eve? And the Gemara says, we don't want to start with something bad. Pashtus Rashi saying, start with bad means the opening of Rus. The opening of Rus is bad, so you can't start with it. So Gemara's answer, what? The ending of Rus is good? Okay, who cares? The beginning of Rus is still bad. That's the Kasha we're going to address Memela. This Kasha I just told you, I didn't really see a lot of people ask. But they're asking a different Kasha, we'll hopefully answer. Here goes Tosha's Kasha. So, just to get the setup clear. We now have a concept that Rus and Eve start bad. Rus ends with good, and Eve doesn't end with good. Since Rus ends with good, we could start the Sidrun like that. Since Eve doesn't end with good, you can't start with Eve. That's what, if we stop here, that's Gemara, simple Gemara. Rashi added on, what is the bad? He mentioned a few things which we're not even sure we understand. Rav, we understand, that's bad. Vahibi Meir, we definitely understand Rashi didn't say it. What I say the other ones, Golas, I personally don't understand. And then Mises El Melech Obanav, that's three deaths. Tois says a kasha. Tois says kasha is this. Vim Toymar.
Actually, Eve doesn't start
with that. Eve doesn't, right, depends what you call a start, right?
Okay, you're saying over there is by Eve and me, right away you're starting with the tragedy. Over here is talking about the good.
How good he was. Yeah. So Tois has asked the reverse question. Tois says, I thought Rebellion was looking up, the ending. Look at the ending of Eve. It also ends with good. Yeah. The last pasuk of Eve is that he gets all his money back. Double, I think it's double money.
Even the beginning wasn't that.
Right. So it's a very strange thing. When we start with the Gemara right now, we come out if reading simple Gemara that Rus, either it's all good, even that's what the Gemara seems to say, it doesn't make sense, starts bad and ends good, that's good enough to start. And Eve, it says, starts bad and ends bad, therefore it's not, it can't start, we can't start with a thing that starts and ends bad. But we have two kashas. We have Tosis kash saying, it doesn't end bad. It's not true. It ends good. The last pasuk in the Eve he has in front of him says he doubled his money, right? And then Rebelli's asking also, it doesn't start necessarily bad. The first pasuk is not so bad. The first pasuk is starting out saying I was good for him. And then the angels came in the whole spiel.
What, did he have a family and children again afterwards also?
Rebelli has the last pasuk, right? What does it say? I think he has money and a family, I think it says. Does it say here the pasuk? Eiv nami ispe the ispeachas. I have to look at the last pasuk, the last couple of pasukim.
Later on, the last
few sukkim, we're talking about
the beauty of his daughters and whatever.
Right. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Right. He was even more money. I think double the money. I think Rashi said double the money there. So Eiv ends with double the money. He started out a millionaire, he ended up a billionaire. So this Gemara on surface is a little odd. Let's go. We'll go through step by step, and hopefully, so Tosis only addresses the end of it. I think that with Tosis' answer, we're going to answer the other questions that we just had. That's my opinion, but not with Tosis, with some of the answers. Tosis' first answer is to Achris the Rus, Achris the Chai Yisrael. Well, we want to define what's called good, and I'm going to say maybe what's called bad. We're not talking about Pratish, private individuals. No, that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing Chai Yisrael. So Rus's ending of good is a universal good. Dovr HaMelech, the Malchus of Beis Yisrael, the kingdom for the Jews. So when we talk about a good ending, that's a mass good ending. When we're discussing a good ending of Eiv, Tosfos seems to be saying, it doesn't say the words, but that's what it means. Tosfos says, he only says the Rus part, but that's what it means. The ending of Eiv is, as Rabbi Eli just read, he himself lived a long life. He himself had pretty daughters. He himself had a lot of money. That ending is, when we're discussing what to begin, the order of the Siddurim, of the Ksuvim, and we're discussing what's good, what's bad, it has to be a mass good, mass bad. So it could be as well, doesn't say it, because he's not even addressing the Kasha, but Rabbi Eli asked a second ago, maybe it started good. Maybe the starting of good also isn't good. Who cares? It's a private person who started out with some money. That means, like, who cares about it? Again, what's strange is, but we are taking it on the negative side. We're saying that since it might be bad, we don't want to start Ksuvim with it. So we have a very interesting thing about this Tosfos. Tosfos, when it comes to bad, since it's a private bad, we don't want to start with Eiv, we're going to start with Rus. It ends with good, that's a private good. So for some reason, Tosfos seems to imply that a private bad affects the Klai Yisrael, but a private good does not affect Klai Yisrael. Right? Am I going too fast? That makes sense, right? I mean, that's what comes out. Now again, you could say that everyone who's affected badly affects Klai Yisrael. You hear about a tragedy, Klai Yisrael's Amechav, you feel bad about it. But when you hear someone does well, not everyone's so happy. Mamash has a musav or a Klai Yisrael. I think Tosfos is almost saying this, right? When one person has something bad happened to him, Baruch Hashem, on a good guard, what do they say? Everyone comes to the funeral, no one comes to the wedding? There's some quote like that, right? There's some quote like that. Everyone shows up to the funeral, nobody shows up to the wedding. There's some, I don't know, the literal quote. But again, because Gemara is saying it was bad. The Gemara is saying it starts out bad, we can't do Eiv, and it ends good, it doesn't end good. Tosfos, it doesn't end good. Oh yeah, it's private good. But it's private bad. So, Tosfos itself is a little odd. So, unless you're going to learn why we're saying it. That Tosfos must be understanding that within the bad by itself is considered something. Now, you don't have to answer Elimelech, because Elimelech bad is going to be bad for the whole Kaisel. Elimelech was the leader of Jews. So Elimelech dying was bad for the whole Kaisel. That's Tosfos' first answer. Tosfos' first answer, again, is going to be the good by ended by Eiv is not called good, private good. Second answer of Tosfos. Dekel Mandamar. We can't say such things. Deloy. That's why I got the Lashon Rabbah. The Kafel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Skara. Here, the Lashon Rabbah, the Lashon Kafel, that they doubled it up. That means if he started a millionaire, he became a double millionaire. He started with X amount of kids. It's rumored he had 70. He ends with 140. The double, that's where it came from. Ella letardim in oilam. You have to be bigger than, you know, Tosfos has to quote Mandam who says this. That means that when we look at things, what Tosfos is saying is this. Akash again is, Rus ends with good, Eiv ends with good. No, Eiv, it looks like it ends with good. Eiv is not good. Because Eiv was only given the rights to have a positive ending to take away any schusim he had. That's it. The third day in Eilim, to get rid of everything, get rid of all the good in this world, to suffer in the next world. That's a mandamar. The gimel nun. Can't see the.
How could it say?
Which is going to be a gemara later on.
It says it's the start of Eiv, the dead Hashem. See, so he was a. What's the.
It starts out saying he was Israel Kim, I think, right? The Lashon, something like that. Yes. This is the Mandama said never existed. Yes, we're going with the Mandama. So, press, we're discussing this. The Gemara says in Babasha that the first of the Ksuvim is Rus in chronological order. And it says, all right, maybe Eiv came first because of the debate when he lived. Yeah, Eiv did come first. We don't start with Eiv. He's bad news. We don't start with bad stuff. So, Taisa, what do you mean? But they're both, what do you mean? The Gemara says, what do you mean? But Rus also starts bad. Yeah. See, but Rus ends good. Taisa says, Eiv ends good also. Taisa gave two answers so far. One answer is the ending of Eiv, the good, is a private good. We don't understand that so much, because if it's private, then throw the whole thing out. Who cares? And we want to say, now it could be also, you could say, that when we want to start ksuvim, we want to start on a mass thing anyway. That means Rus was good, if we start Rus. The Gemara should have said, this is what the Gemara should have said. The Gemara should have said, what about Eve? The Gemara said, Eve's a pravatish guy. Who cares? That's what it should have said. Eve's pravatish, who cares? Matcha. Okay. So we have two answers right now. This is a simple choice. So far, I only basically say Gemara's choices. If you are on the Gemara's choices, but it's basically Gemara's choices. The Gemara is saying that Rus ends with good and not Eve. Now, what does Rus end with good as opposed to Eve? So either Rus is good, the first one is, it's Klai Yisrael's good, Malchus based David, or Rus is good was not Litardim and other. I don't have the guts to say this. Rus is good was going to be for Klai for herself, also Lailam Haba. That's the first two answers. Now, the Mashah also asked, he right away asked on Tosfos as well, and he says he wants to separate it. Why is the good ending by Eev not considered good, and the good ending by Rus considered good? The Mashah says, what type of good are we looking at? When we discuss what's good in the world, again, so Tosfos' answer is that what you think is good for them was bad for them. Someone makes a lot of money, we think it's good, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes Hashem gave them all the sky in this world. The Rav Asher is saying different. What is the good and the bad in the beginning? By Rus, the good was a ruchniyistika good. Malchus based on it. Amish Imesha Malchus, that she got to see Shlomo Melech stand on the throne. That's not a physical thing of this world. What did Eve end at the end? He had pretty daughters, a lot of money. So Masha says, when we discuss what's a good ending can't be a physisch zach. A good ending has to be a ruchnistik zach. Therefore, what's called the good by Eve is not called good. So according to this approach, both are starting out bad. One ends with good, one doesn't end with good. What's called good? Good means ruchnis, not gashmis. Right? That would be the third approach to answer what Tosfos is saying. Now, according to this, we could answer Rebelli's question. If the ending of his good is not good, then the beginning of his good doesn't count either. Because what we praise him, Rebelli has a bomb question. How can we say Eve starts out bad, the first beginning of Eve says how good life was for him? So according to this answer, no.
But it not only says good for him, it says what type of a personality he was. Tom Vyoshev, Israeli.
Right, that's true.
He's saying, well, they're
right. So excellent. That's. Right, we're going with Tosfos according to Rav Dama that they wanted to get bad at the end. That means he did something bad at one point. Maybe he started out good and he ended bad. I'm not sure.
That's what he lived for. He was living, the Mefarsh says, I think the Mitzvah says at the end, that he lived for at the end was for the physicality.
I mean, he was good. So, question,
yeah, he wanted the physical aspect. He wasn't interested in the...
Right. But you're saying he was good in the beginning.
And that's the Pasuk says.
The Pasuk says. So the question is maybe...
doesn't mention at the end, it doesn't say...
You really care.
It brings down here at the end, it says that he died, talking to Svayam him. It says, doesn't say, Vayomos Eo, talking to Svayam. It doesn't say, Vayayosef, but Lamo, like Avram Yitzchak,
right.
It says, Vayosef.
Right.
But it says that it wasn't from Malcolm College.
Right, so we have to think that through.
The Ramban says it.
Yeah. Oh, another answer. This is the more famous answer given in a Musaf. This is the thing, this might answer Rebelli's question also. They want to say this. When we discuss the good ending, the example given by Rabbi Yosef, what's his name? Lefkowitz, Lubavitz. Rabbi Yosef Lubavitz passed away without kids. He has a sefer on Rus. He said like this. You have a cloudy day. It's a gloomy day. That's the example he gives. You have a cloudy day, and you're all nervous, and you're down, and it's gloomy, and you put on your raincoat, the whole spiel, and then it doesn't, in the end, it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
You're in a good mood at the end. Mice, it didn't rain.
Yeah.
But you could have had a sunny day.
Yeah.
The mice, when you had the clouds, and you thought it was a gloomy day, you were talking gloomy. It was gloomy. It didn't work. It was okay at the end. But at the moment you were gloomy, it was gloomy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got lucky. But did you, in the end of the day, did you need the gloom? You didn't need the gloom. As opposed, when it's cloudy and then it really rains, then of course, it might have been a gloomy day, but at least you got something out of it. In the old days, everyone was farmers. So a gloomy day that turns into rain is a gloomy day that at least turns into something positive. A gloomy day that became sunny and didn't rain... So it just was gloomy and it just was sunny. So you might as well have sun the whole day, since nothing good came out of it. So the question they want to say is this. How much of the bad caused the good? Cause and effect. So by Rus, the story of Rus is very simple. And Rashi starts with the bad. What happens is a hunger in the land, bad. Gullus, bad. Mises, Elimelech, Ubana, bad. But was there another methodology for Rus living in Moav to land out marrying Boyaz and creating David's Malchus? How would that have been orchestrated? Rus is in a foreign land, and there's no Jews, there's no mixtures going on here. So how are you going to get Rus there? Like we spoke on Moshe Shabbos. Rabbi Yapian once said at a wedding, he said we have to give credit to the Shatchan. Who's the Shatchan? Shatchan Hitler Machshamoy. That means that Kadosh Baruch on some level, whatever that means, is being orchestrating, the bad turns into good. That means in order for Rus to become Ima Shamachas, a lot of bad steps have to happen. But the bad steps in hindsight were steps toward the positive good. They were connected to each other. That means you need the gloom of the clouds to get the rain. It doesn't rain on the sun. As opposed to the story of Eev. What was the story of Eev? He had a lot of money. He had a large family. Nebuch, the whole family died out. Nebuch, he lost his money. And then he made it back. Okay. He, what would you ask Eev? What would you prefer? I don't want to lose half and double up. Let me just double up. I had $1 million. I lost $1 million. I made $2 million. Okay, you know what a better idea is? I have $1 million. I make $1 million. So the good and the bad are not connected. When the good and the bad are not connected, it's a different game. What does Gemara say? Gemara says, Rus nami pranis have it. Rus also has negative to start, but it's a pranis that has a good. Precious after. Wait, Eve also has a good that leads to a bad that leads to a good. No, that's not a bad that leads to a good. That's a bad that has a good. I don't know if it has. I don't know the right word. There's a bad and then there's a good. Mm-hmm. When there's a bad, then there's a good. The bad's real bad. Real, I don't mean real as in quality. Real means it is bad. You went from bad that remained bad. The gloomy clouds were bad. And then it turned into good. Not it turned into, then there was good. There was bad, there was good. But there was bad. By Rus, in hindsight, the bad was good. Which means it wasn't bad. Right? I want to be Moisef.
Which is really everything
important. The question of how much everything bad becomes good. Lemaisa, in Musi Yeshivas, they tell us that every bad becomes a good. But it's not here, according to this answer, for sure, is not saying that. There are cloudy days that don't produce anything that we can see, at least. Then it's around the levels we don't know about.
I'm saying it was still bad. I mean, Machu Lehu
and correct.
It was a good thing that happened from it, but it was definitely a bad thing.
But it's a direct cause. When the bad is the cause of the good, it might be bad, but it's still it's a different level of bad. It was the direct cause of the good. Direct cause. As opposed to the other one that might be two separate things.
There's some things that are only bad, and there are some bad things that also have a good, and sometimes very good things come out.
Or you could say it this way, that the bad that becomes good is not so bad, like Judd is saying. That's like Muslim and Ishmael, and then there's bad that's separate from the good. It's two different sugyas, no shaykhs to each other. More so, I want to say, how did the bad become the good? By the story of Rus. It's a direct cause and effect. How did it reach from bad to good? Lemaisa, the story goes, that Rus, when the bad began, she was not Roy for Klaisol. She was an Amoni, a Mayavis, and Mayavis at that point in Klaisol, there was a debate, but the majority was against allowing the women to join in marriage, and maybe we'll discuss on Shabbos, to get any help whatsoever. Don't even treat them well. Really bad. And the only way it came about that whole thing changed was through the death of Machlon, through Boaz going to court and fighting with the Pliny, the nameless man. That created a good, had that come good. Because he made a ruling, they're saying, Torah Mesinai, what happened? Let's go through the story here. The story was when David became king, there was a outlash against. They said, no, you got to recount the votes. No good. He can't be a Klaisol. Why? His great-grandmother is a Mayavis. That genetic flaw carries down to the generations. He has that genetic flaw. He's out. He might even be out of Klaisol B'chal, maybe out as far as kingship. Either way, he's gone. And they had a debate. What did they do? They sent a letter to Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi said, no, I have a Kabbalah. And the Kabbalah stays. Therefore, the Mayavis from now on forward, we're going to stay. That means Rus is negativity that became positive only happened through Torah Shel Bal Peh, through Torah Mesinai. The bad to the good wasn't only the creation of bad to good, it was through the dynamic of Torah Shel Bal Peh. When something is going from bad to good through Torah, that's real good. That's eternal good, that's the Torah involved with it. As opposed to Eve, he had bad, he had good. You could win a lottery tomorrow, but you didn't win a lottery through Torah. You won, I mean, of course, Menashemai, I'm talking about through Torah. Hashem walked straight through, but the Torah didn't make you win the lottery. When something goes from bad to good through a Torah in between, that's a real good. So when it says, Peronis Isle Achris, the ending of Rus is so positive because it came through Torah. When it comes through Torah, that's a real good. So So again, we're trying to separate Eev's bad to good to Rus's bad to good. That's what we're trying to do. Tosis gave two to Rus. Rus's Eev's good was private. Eev's good was personal, private. Was Eev's good was only to get him, to go to Gehenna. Or Masha, Eev's good was physish. Then we have another answer that no, it's a direct cause and effect, and we're adding on direct cause and effect, adding on direct cause and effect, that it's through Torah as well. Now goes the wild answer, I think. Rebelli had a question. When you start the story of Eve, it also starts out good. So we have a question. Rus starts out bad, goes to good. Eve starts out good and ends with good. Not even good. So I saw a wild machshava. The Gemara is talking about Rus. Why is she, the Gemara says right after, Paronius Tisayachas. Rus is a bad that turns to good. How do you know? Tom Rabbi Yechanan, why is it called Rus? Why is she called Rus? It's vague terms. Why is she called Rus? Because she created David, who's saying she was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rus is good because it created David HaMelech. Until right now, we were learning that that's a future good. It starts out negative with death, hunger, judgment, and ends up good. They want to say like this. When the Gemara is saying to Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Lama Nikra Shmai Rus, doesn't do anything, he's saying in the beginning, it was good as well. That means in order to be the beginning of a Seder, of Ksuvim, you need Mamash good. So what do you have good here? Lama Nikra Shmai Rus. That means when you open up, what are we learning tonight? What are we learning tonight? Rus. Is Rus start out bad? I don't know, it's called Rus. If it's called Rus, when you're starting, that means the first thing you do, before you read Vayihi Meis Shoreid HaShoftim, what are we learning? Rus. That's already good. It's already good. And that's what the Gemara says. Lama, otherwise, what's the connection? The Gemara says it's bad to good. How do you know it's good? Because Rabbi Yechanan says, Lama Nikash Mai Rus had David. There's extra words here. It should have said, why is it good? Because David came out of it. Why are you adding on the words? Why is it called good? Why is she called Rus? We're not discussing why she called Rus. We're discussing what's good at the end. Good at the end, David Melch comes out at the end. Read the last pasuk. The last pasuk is Yishai ben David, I asked for Belly the exact words. It does the lineage. Why are we adding on Lamanik Shmai Rus? Because the Gemara is giving a different answer. The Gemara is saying, don't think in the beginning of Rus is bad, like we said a minute ago. You're right. Everything depends on where the starting point, where the ending point is, right? If you start Rus from Vayihi Bimei Shoreid HaShoftim, then it's negative because there's judgment, there's a hunger, there's death, maybe Golus. No, I'm not starting from there. You know where I start from? One pasuk before. One pasuk before, it's not a pasuk. One idea before. It's called Rus. Oh, what's Rus? What's Rus? Oh yeah, I'll tell you what Rus is. She had David, she was Rus's pachas. So before I start the story, I already know the end of the story. My first word, Rus, tells me the end is going to be good. So the beginning is good and the end is good. But by Eve, before Rebelli's question is, the beginning is bad and the end is good. So it could be, that when does the story of Eve begin? I'm not sure. Maybe according to this, I'm making this up. It's pilpul. That the beginning of Eve doesn't start in that first pasuk, according to this Gemara. And Akhami, when the Eve was good, was setting up the situation. But the story begins when he's bad. What's the beginning and end of a story? Right? If everyone's dating someone, is it the first time you met? Or when the Shachan introduced you? Or when you went to college and she wanted a guy who has that degree? When does the beginning and the end of the story go? So here, by Rus, the beginning is also good, because it's called Rus, but by Eve, the beginning is taka bad. Another answer that I saw is hard, it's a hard one. What was the point, we'll discuss this more in the coming weeks, what was the point of the story of Rus being written, and what was the point of the story of Eve being written? Why are they written down? We didn't write down everything everyone said back then. Rus, there's multiple midrashim what it is. But one medrash clearly says, like we said a few minutes ago, it's all a question of the genealogy of David HaMelech. Malchus based David of Mashiach, the genealogy. So the genealogy of David is quoted by the story of Rus, and the ending of that is very good, because there is a Mashiach by David, created. So the point of the story's ending is a positive point. The point of Megillas Rus is good. What about Eve? What's the point of writing down Eve? Eve is really an Ashkafa Sefer. Philosophy 101. Well, it's not 101, it's like 707. Because you need it's not the simplest thing around. It's actually very difficult. But the point of the story of Eve really is, on some simplistic level, but it's not a simple story, why do bad things happen to good people? That's the whole point of Eve. That's philosophy. How you answer it, how his friends answer them, you could spend 100 years on that one. So what it means, the point of the story was what? This philosophical question. The end of the story makes money. Does that affect the whole story? No, that's not the point. The point is, why do bad things have the good people? Because in the end, he made money back. That's irrelevant to the whole point of the story. The point of the whole thing written down was the philosophical approach of good things happen to bad people. That's the point is bad. It happens to be he was good at the end. He got lucky. But that's not what the point was. The point of the story of Rus was to get to the good. So if the point of the story is written to get to the good, we consider it a bad that has an ending of good. But by Eve, since the point of the story is not to get to the good, that's not the point. It happens to be they told us, by the way, asterisk, the bottom line, by the way, Eve got his money back. Okay, but that wasn't, when you're reading Eve, that you don't have to read the end of the story to get the main point of the, if you could spend 15 years on the Hashkafa aspects of how to answer bad things happen to good people, and you missed that last puzzle, it really doesn't affect the whole thing. That's fine, that's irrelevant. You can't read the story of Rus, but get to the ending.
Don't even realize the last puzzle.
Most people don't even realize the last puzzle, correct. I missed that what?
Right.
So the point is that the negative, the point of the negative remained as negative, because that is the point, and therefore the good doesn't count for anything. As opposed to the story of Rus, when the ending, it was the whole point of what we're writing for, to start the story to tell us, by the way, let me go through the lineage of David, because you guys don't believe David's good enough, because you don't believe Rus is good enough, let me go through the entire story.